The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Thursdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Carter. They're one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in West Michigan, but service the entire state and coast to coast. You can find out more at beancarter.com. They can help your business now. That's beancarter.com. Thursdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by Bean Carter.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Yes. Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is another hour of the only show that's heard statewide. We're syndicated on 20 incredible radio stations, including our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. You can also hear The Huge Show weekdays at 3 on 93.5 FM, 99.1 FM, and also 94.7 FM HD Channel 2, The Roar, Motor City Sports Talk in Detroit. You can listen on the iHeart app anywhere in the world by searching The Huge Show on weekdays 3 until 6. You can hear us on the iHeart app. TheHugeShow.net has the free stream and all the podcasts. Inside this broadcast, Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com. He's the Michigan basketball and football insider. Our bi-week breakdown tour continues from the beautiful Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of GR. Still time for you to book a tee time through October when they close, or a stay-and-play package. The best deals of the year right now. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. So Chris will break down Juwan Howard and the Wolverines. His son yesterday said, "Papa, I'm coming home." It was a beautiful scene. Even Juwan Howard's wife said, "The family is home." That's cool. And you can feel the love that all the Howards have for the University of Michigan. So we'll talk Wolverine basketball. Dickinson back. Brooks back. Is this a year they could win a national championship? And one thing I want everybody to understand, I think most of you do, that go back to when John Beilein was done and he was off to Cleveland in the NBA. And now he's back in the NBA with the Pistons. A lot of us thought they need a top-shelf guy at the Beilein level or better. And when they not settled but hired Juwan Howard, a lot of us said he doesn't have an experience that's necessary to take this team or just keep it going, what Beilein had built up. You know, he's exceeded it. He's even recruiting deeper in terms of bigger five-stars than Beilein. And I know Beilein is proud, and he said it on this show, of what Juwan Howard is doing. And remember last year when the team looked up and showed love to Beilein? There is an incredible culture inside Michigan basketball. We're seeing it right now at Michigan football. The question is, can that culture last once they lose? Chris will answer that question, and we'll talk about Michigan, because if you're a Michigan basketball fan or just a University of Michigan fan, you have to be excited about this team. Preseason top five in every poll I've seen. Purdue or Michigan seems to be the consensus pick to win the Big Ten basketball championship. And just think, another year, and this tells you when you have a program that you can lose guys and your following team is better. And that's something we've seen. Beilein would do it. Oh, he's lost guys. This is going to be the year they're going to be 500. They're not going to contend. And you're watching the tournament and they're going deep in the tourney. So it's interesting, the culture of Michigan basketball, which might be, if you look at everything, you know, and Coach K's leaving Duke, it might be the best culture in college basketball right now with Izzo. And I know Izzo has a younger team and there's more of a revamping, figuring out a rotation with Izzo. He doesn't have as many players back, and if he had a Brooks or a Dickinson-style player back, he probably would be right there with Michigan in all the preseason polls. So we'll get the hoops. We also want to celebrate hockey. It's back. The regular season begins tonight for the Wings as they'll take on the Lightning. And we also want to welcome the Grand Rapids Griffins, the Wings' top farm affiliate. And their season opener is tomorrow night. And throughout the year, Bob Kaser, who is one of the most talented play-by-play hockey voices in the business, he'll be joining us in studio. We'll break down Wings hockey and also the Griffins. And you talk about being loaded. What Blashill and Stevie Y have put together in Detroit and on the west side of the state. Wings fans are going to love watching the Wings beginning tonight, and also the Griffins, their opener coming up tomorrow night at beautiful Van Andel Arena in downtown GR. Pistons are playing preseason basketball. NBA, because there's no attention to defense, preseason, it's like NFL preseason. I can't get anything out of it where you're like, okay, I see this. It could help the team. And that's why they're not even playing Cade Cunningham. He's still going through workouts. Why give people film on Cade right now? Why give any team film to attack his weaknesses at the pro level? Why not let him be healthy, come out? And then, yeah, they'll get film when the regular season begins, but maybe you get a couple of W's because they have a really tough start to the schedule. So things are good, man. AJ Hinch and the Tigers are going to work. They will join us. We were going to get AJ or Al Avila on tomorrow's show, and the comment from the Tigers front office was, when we sign a big name free agent, we would like to come on then. And I'm thinking, sounds good to me. When you get Correa, please call 1-866-838-4843. Here's my mobile number. Okay, here's my address. Knock on my door when you sign him. So if you are a fan of all the teams, and Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com joins us, and I know you are, Chris, and we'll get to Michigan hoops, and we'll talk Michigan football in this bye week breakdown from the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. The Lions, there's still a question there. You like the effort. You know, we rode the year saying how refreshing it was to watch the Tigers because the guys cared. They were playing for AJ Hinch. They were playing for the fans. You know, Lions, even though they're 0-5, are doing the same thing. I think we'll have to give this a full season before we could totally compare it to the Tigers. But across the board, I mean, you look at Michigan State basketball, which we'll talk about. You got Michigan football at 7, State at 9. They're undefeated, both of them. All the teams are on their way back outside the Lions being 0-5. Things are pretty good right now in this state if you're a sports fan.
They're looking up. I remember like in the early 2000s.
Hold on. They're looking up. They're not pretty good.
No, you're still below 500 in the Tigers. They're looking up. But there was a time when Detroit was considered the best sports city in the world when they were winning championships, and with the exception of the Lions, which will always be the case in our lifetimes. I'm in the acceptance phase, my friend. So 0-5 on their way to what?
Are you in the 7 stages of grief right now for the Lions?
5 stages, isn't it?
Well, 5-7, whatever it takes. 220, 221, whatever it takes.
All I know is I'm in the acceptance phase, and I'm like, okay, this is it. The Lions are never going to do anything in my lifetime, and when they do, then guys get hit by cars on the side of the road. It's crazy, right? I mean, God bless Eric Andelsek back in the day and Mike Utley. I mean, those guys, that thing was humming. Remember, they thought that they were going to be the next big thing, and then Dallas became it. When they crushed Dallas, they said it's going to be the Lions and the Cowboys, and it never materialized. It's always something. But I will say that I do like the direction. I like that the coach cares so much. You know, everybody was kind of, some people were making fun of him for crying after that game, but that just shows how much he cares. Whereas Matt Patricia just looked like he was waiting to, you know, get his, as Doug Skeen would say, his chicken sandwich and a Snickers bar after the game. You know, it's like, where do I go? Dan Campbell gives a damn. So I was excited about that. And but I do like the direction of the Tigers. I think you're the one that told me 4 of the guys made second team all rookie or something like that. And the Pistons getting Cade Cunningham. My kid loves the Pistons. And we're going to be going to some games there. And I love that they're downtown. I really do. And the Red Wings are moving in the right direction. So let's get back there and not say, hey, you know, this is great right now. But I can definitely agree with you, man. It's looking up.
Lions can't have that 1-16, 2-15, even 3-14 season. You'll have an off season with nobody believing. But I will say, the Tigers, as late as April of this year, everybody was screaming. And I'm talking media, fans, sports talk shows, this broadcast. Hey, Alavila, what's the blueprint? Oh, AJ Hinch, they're not believing in him. It must be the baggage from the Astros. Tigers are one of the worst teams in baseball. And then early May through the end of the season, they played as good as anybody in the AL Central. I mean, they were in baseball. And at the end, they were beating teams who were vying for wild card spots or trying to win their division. It wasn't, you know, playing September games against a team that had, you know, nine rookies starting. So you saw it. That we need to see that blueprint here with the Lions. I love the emotion of Campbell. But I also understand that it's the NFL. And you don't get 3 or 4 years. And I know we'll say, well, we've been waiting since, you know, early 90s. I get that. But you have got to show some progress. And the Tigers have shown that. Yeah, we're still cheering a team that finished sub 500. But now the expectations are set. This team has to contend for a playoff spot next year. I'm not saying the Tigers have to. Wings, I believe, will be contending and be better than last year in late March for a Stanley Cup playoff spot. Pistons, I'm looking for progress. They had a good year last year. They're still going to have to get their rookie major minutes because he's an overall number one pick. They actually might take a step back on wins to take two steps forward. So the Lions are the building blocks for the future. We know that with the, you know, Grant, you can look at the Ben Simmons talk to the Pistons. I'm telling you right now. If there's any thought that they think he could be the guy to build around, whoever feeds that stuff, and I think it's agents and Twitter, Ben Simmons is a franchise killer. And if the Pistons were dumb enough to bring him in, it's all over.
Yeah, don't do it, right? And the one thing I liked about Cunningham was how excited he was to be here. You see guys saying, well, I don't want to play here or I don't want to play there. This kid was embracing it and saying, man, here I come, Detroit. And you love that. And that's how you build championship teams. He's not going to come in there and say, I'm the man. He wants to be part of something and he wants to be part of a winner. He seems mature and one of those guys that you build a team around. So, and I love the good young talent on that team. So, but when you're talking about the Tigers, you know, we were thinking in April, these guys are out of it, and they weren't eliminated from the playoff contention until, I think, September 23rd. You know, I've had people on my website saying, oh, they were out of it early. And I said, no, September 23rd was when they were officially out. So that's late in September. You're making progress. Casey Mize, I saw a graphic comparing his year to Justin Verlander's, and it is almost identical, and he was better in some areas. So you want to talk about excitement and some of the young arms that they've got down there. They've got some talent coming up, man. Torkelson, we've seen them do some really good things. And I was skeptical of the rebuild and, like, is Alavila the guy to do it? And I'm still somewhat skeptical. We got to see them get to the next step here. But it reminds you how they did it in the Alan Trammell, Lou Whitaker, Jack Morris days when all those guys came from your farm system and you're building a winner. And then, of course, the challenge is to keep all these guys and keep a team together, which we know is harder in this day and age. But get to that first step first and you do some nice winning here, and then that's another nice problem to have.
You mentioned Torkelson tearing it up already to start the Arizona Fall League. Riley Green isn't playing because he suffered a concussion, mild concussion, in his final game or next to last game with Toledo. And you're looking at Torkelson and Green. I think they're in the Tigers lineup next year. And this is why I believe they put Torkelson and originally Green and even Kreidler, their shortstop. Quietly, we had the AAA voice of Toledo on last week. And he said, no, everyone's talked about Green and Torkelson and Mize and the guys that have came through and went up fast. He says, this Kreidler guy at shortstop hits for power, can play third, can play short, multiple positions. He may be the guy at short. So they're going to have that question, as I, you know, joked about with Correa, is, are you going to look at Kreidler and think he's a franchise shortstop? Because the Tigers now are in that position where they've built expectations. So you can't take a season now and play Kreidler, Green, and Torkelson. And if Correa's out there and the shortstop market's pretty good with Sager and Correa, you need a franchise shortstop. Could a Kreidler be trade bait too? That's another thing. I don't know. But Torkelson is going to play first base. You play Scope at second. Let's say you get Correa at short, Candelaria at third. You get Haas and another catcher. You get a mid-level veteran that he shares with. You see how Jake Rogers comes back. And then you got Badu, Riley Green in center, and Grossman in right with Miguel as your DH. You need a veteran starter that could really help the young guys like Kenny Rogers did when he was here in 2006, and that year nobody saw it coming. A couple of bullpen arms. You're not that far. And again, I think Torkelson and Green, and now you start to look at the power in that lineup and how many guys could hit 20 homers. And, you know, your money, this isn't you have to go out and spend $100 million right now. This is about, you know, maybe Correa. But then if Kreidler, if they think he's ready, because you have to contend. I'm saying contend for it, which they did this year. Contend for a playoff spot a year from now. But I believe the young fans, if Kreidler was good enough for them to say, we're going to pass on the free agent shortstop market, we're going to turn around and maybe spend money on a big-name starter that could win us 18, 20 games, right? Maybe you get crazy and you try and bring Verlander back. Could you imagine, you know, that, you know, he's always said he'd want to finish his career in Detroit. I mean, there's options. See, so the wings are loaded, and you have Stevie Y, and you trust him, okay? You have Troy Weaver, Casey, Pistons, Beeline working behind the scenes. They brought in Ben Wallace to help as a community liaison and also help their big men. The only team, and we just discussed the Tigers, is the Lions. You know, Brad Holmes is a first-year GM. Campbell is a first-time head coach. You get Aaron Glenn, first-time defensive coordinator. I think he really has called a couple of great games, the second half against the Bears and the entire game against the Vikings. I don't like Anthony Lynn as a Lions offensive coordinator. I thought he underused his talent in San Diego. Look what the Chargers are doing now compared to him a year ago. I don't like him. I don't think he's getting enough heat. I think it's all being piled on Goff. And now you throw the annual injury, not excuse, it's legit. But Ragnow's out for the year, right, with the toe surgery. Decker reportedly is coming back, so that's kind of a wash, and you can get Sewell to the right side. But I'm going to tell you, Penei Sewell doesn't look like a top 10 NFL draft pick. He can't pass block right now. Great run blocker, and Oregon was known more for their running than their passing. So we'll wait and see, because I'm looking for the core. See, to build something, you need a foundation. And I'm looking for the core with the Lions. What's the core of the future? 3 years from now, how many guys in this team are with this team? You stop and think about that. I'll go Swift. I'll go Hockenson. I'll say that right now. Ragnow, Decker, Sewell, because he's such a high draft pick. So what's your core? You need to use that core. And you know, I think Goff will be 2 years with this team, and whether it's drafting a young quarterback next year, he'll be the guy for 2 years unless he surprises me. So I need to see something from the Lions that gives me a glimpse of the future, something we didn't see with the Tigers until May, when April was god-awful.
Yeah, and when you said we can't see 2-13 or 2-15 or 3-14, yeah, I assure you can. And we, especially with the injuries, and everybody says, well, it's always the Lions year in and year out. With the major injuries, it's everybody in the NFL. Look around. And it's how you were able to cope with it and come back from it and weather that storm that determines how good you're going to be. So this team could easily be 2-3, at which point we're saying, you know, wow, they're doing some things here. So, but it's the if and what if and the but game that we've been playing with the Lions for our entire lives. And at some point, you've got to see progress. And to me, staying in games is nice, but it's about winning. That was a decimated Baltimore team they played injury-wise when they played them. But still, it took a miracle field goal to beat them. And if you're beating a franchise with a culture like that, I don't care how banged up they are. That would have been a great win. Again, woulda, shoulda, coulda. So, but who are the guys, who are the stars on defense? And that's what I want to know. Who are they going to build around there, Bill? Because that's every bit as important. It's not just about winning shootouts. You can win with defense in the NFL, too. That's been proven. We look at Tampa Bay last year when Tom Brady had some bad games. Their defense stepped up and carried him. So who are those young guys that you're going to build around? And do they still, is that where they still need to draft? And don't take a crappy corner or a below average corner at number three, right? You've got to do better. You've got to do better there. And in my opinion, that's the next step for them.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, a regular here on the Huge Show across Michigan, joining us on this bi-week breakdown from the beautiful Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Tee times and the golf course is open. St. Ives is closed for the year, but Tullymore is open through the end of October. Stay and play packages, unbelievable deals right now on golf and stay and play packages. Just go to TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. Now, Chris will check in on Michigan football coming up. Also, the latest on Michigan basketball. They're picked to win the Big Ten. Michigan's undefeated and number seven in the country. Michigan hockey has a chance to win a national championship. Could this be the greatest athletic calendar year in the history of the University of Michigan? If you have a comment, at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. To all the callers online, stick around. Michigan will hear you next.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambitions. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and Bean Garter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Garter approach, and that's how Bean Garter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Garter. Find out more at BeanGarter.com. That is BeanGarter.com.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for my friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And they have another huge offer this week. All you have to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use that promo code HUGE when you sign up, and then just bet $1 on any NFL game, and you can win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's called a no-brainer bet on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code HUGE, bet just $1 on any NFL game, and get $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on The Huge Show across Michigan. Our bi-week breakdown wraps up today from the beautiful Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, located less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. Now, the golf course is open. St. Ives is closed, but Tullymore is open through the end of October. Also, great stay and play and golf packages available. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com. And we have the Wings and the Lightning beginning the regular season for the Wings tonight. Pistons are winding down their preseason basketball. Michigan and Michigan State are looking ahead to October 30th. Wolverines have the bye weekend. State will be at Indiana. We'll talk about Big Ten football in a moment. And Juwan Howard and the Wolverines and Izzo and the Spartans. Western, Eastern, Central college basketball practices are underway. And Chris, some big news yesterday, close to home for Juwan Howard.
Yeah, Jet Howard sticking with Michigan. And I've seen quotes that where he said, I was thinking about really going to Tennessee and I was leaning that way. All due respect, I love Jet Howard, but he was always going to Michigan. And this is from sources very close to the program. Now, maybe he had a change of heart, and I know how much he likes Rick Barnes at Tennessee. And he was joking how Juwan would say, well, his mom's got a crush on Rick Barnes now, and he always just rolls his eyes. It was a great story. But in the end, how are you going to say no to that? You got your brother there, and you got your mom there, and you got your dad. And you were talking about her tweet about how the family's home now. And this is not just about family, but this is a huge addition to the program. This kid can play. He's number 35 in the country for a reason. Can shoot the ball. He is one of those guys who an analyst described it to me as would have been a great beeline player in that he does a lot of things really well. He's not elite at one thing. Now, they've had some guys that were elite at some things under beeline too, but he's that kind of kid, and he's cerebral, got a high basketball IQ, and we've seen what Juwan Howard can do with those kinds of kids. With the beeline leftovers, led him to a championship.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com joining us here on The Huge Show across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is back at the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studio. So beyond Jet Howard, I don't think it's nepotism when you're a number 35 player in the country, but some people will try and go down that path. The haters, which are out there mostly on Twitter, which is basically an organized social network prison. But I'll leave my huge opinion on Twitter for later in this broadcast and almost every day on The Huge Show. Beyond Jet Howard, Juwan, his staff, recruiting, that's been the eye-opener since he took over, and obviously they're playing the court. Where is everything right now with Michigan basketball recruiting?
Ahead of the game and finally finishing up their 2022 class. Greg Glenn's another guy they got in that class, a good friend of the Howard family. Now, he's one that hasn't developed as much as you'd like to see from his freshman year, but another kid who can pass the ball. If he gets a shot down, he can probably be a 35%, 36% guy from three-point range. And he's a piece, right? You can't have a team of 13 five-stars. And that's what people don't seem to understand. Like, why are they taking this guy or why are they taking that guy? First of all, the kid's still number 77 in the country. So you're not going to get 13 guys that are top 25 kids unless you're a Duke or a Kentucky. And how has that worked out for them? Not great at all the time. So as I was talking to the analysts, they were all saying the same thing. They're building it the right way where you're getting a few stars, but you're also getting role guys and Eli Brooks types, right, that we talked about earlier, Michigan shooting guard. The guys, again, that Beeline brought in and saw, what's this guy going to be like in 4 or 5 years? So Juwan Howard is mixing these together. And he's still got some things to prove. Can he do it with building his own team? But I think the consensus is he absolutely will be able to, and there is nothing flukish about how he's accomplished what he's accomplished here at Michigan. I don't care if anybody says these are Beeline's guys or so on and so forth, COVID and everything else. He has maintained the culture, and people love him, and kids love playing for him, even though he's hard on them, just like Beeline was. So that, to me, is the formula. He's got it working right now, and I really love the direction of the program.
Beeline always had a great staff. And I believe Juwan Howard, one of the keys when he took over for Beeline after Beeline abruptly left for Cleveland in the NBA, and then the players ran him out. Now he's back in the NBA helping out the Pistons, is that Phil Martelli, he he had the right, you know, with Saadi keeping him on from the previous staff, the connection to the B-line players. But Phil Martelli, his head coaching experience, right next to Juwan on the bench. That guy hasn't got a lot of headlines. I know I've read a couple stories at thewolverine.com, but Phil Martelli was such a big hire for Howard and where the program is at today in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, and Juwan has admitted as much. He says, I'm humble enough to know that I don't know everything. At the same time, Phil Martelli is the first one to say, anybody who's suggesting that it's me pulling strings or anything behind the curtain, it's not. This is Juwan's program. And there were doubters. I was a doubter. When they were hiring Juwan Howard, I thought, man, this is a risk, because you look at the Patrick Ewings, you look at the Chris Mullins and guys like that, that didn't work out, that didn't have that experience, and you're thinking, is this a gamble? But he knew what he didn't know, and that was what was so impressive about him. He said, I've never done this before, the day in, day out runnings of a program. You know how much respect I have for John Beilein, and this is a guy who's always done it himself, was never an assistant coach. So you're thinking, okay, what are we getting here? And what you're getting here is a guy who is humble enough. You see him at all these events, at the softball events, at the volleyball events. He loves this place, and he is invested in this place. And when he got here, he said, I can't fail. He said, not for me, but for Michigan. And you can sense the reality there and the sincerity in him. And that's, in my opinion, what makes him so successful.
You know, you look at Michigan and how they came back from the basketball dead, and John Beilein that hire, then the upgrade on facilities to be competitive with the Dukes and the Kentuckys and what Izzo had up the road in East Lansing and other schools. And then Beilein leaves and Howard comes in, and you look at what they continue to do. And I go back to what a culture can mean to a program continuing, and what Beilein set up and what you just mentioned with Juwan Howard. I think what's overlooked beyond wins and losses, X's and O's, or how many guys you put in the NBA, which, by the way, I know we talked about the Pistons and preseason basketball and Cade Cunningham earlier, but look at the NBA machine Michigan basketball has had with success on how guys become better when playing for Beilein or Howard. That's part of that culture that is all about winning, developing, and these guys do it with class.
And finding guys that might not be top 10 guys that, you know, can be pros. And that's the funny thing about it. We still get complaints about John Beilein's recruiting and how many guys that he put in the NBA, as many as just about anybody.
LeVert and Duncan Robinson, what did he just get, that $90 million deal?
Exactly. Tim Hardaway was a three-star guy who had offers from Minnesota and Kansas State, and Beilein saw the ceiling with him. Should have taken Larry Nance Jr., and he admits it, you know, that, hey, let that one get away. They took Max Bielfeldt instead.
Hey, don't beat up on Bielfeldt.
What's he doing? He's making millions of dollars somewhere. So, yeah. But regardless, when you look at that, and now you look at what Juwan Howard is doing, and some people are questioning, well, why are you taking this guy? Why are you taking that guy? Because of A, his first goal is to build Michigan into a power and develop these kids. Franz Wagner was a John Beilein recruit, but guess who developed him? It was Juwan Howard, Phil Martelli, those guys, Saadi Washington, Howard Eisley. Those are the guys that got him where he is, and that was a top 10 pick. And I remember on draft night when Wagner's mom was FaceTiming. They showed this on Twitter, and FaceTiming with Juwan, and he said, you know, thank you. And she goes, no, thank you so much for, you know, what you've done for my kid. And he goes, thank you for trusting me. And look where he is now, a top 10 pick, top 8 pick. So that's what I love about it, is that he's embraced the culture. Everything that John Beilein stood for is everything that Juwan Howard stands for. I think some people thought that he was going to come here, blow it up, and run it like an NBA team. He has done the exact opposite, and that's why the culture is still intact.
Amen on that. And you can feel, even with Beilein with the Pistons, from your conversations with him to the conversations I had before he took the Pistons job, how proud he still is of Michigan basketball, of those players. And you feel the same thing on draft night with Howard and his comments on Twitter, or the team showing up to watch Michigan hockey in their opener. You feel it. And I believe that's a direct result. You need talent still, and you need quality coaching and strategy and breaking down film and practices, but you can feel the culture continue with Howard.
Yeah, and the best part about it is that these are great kids, and that's why they're still recruiting character in addition to great players. And that's where it began and ended with Beeline. It's like, if you're not a fit and you're not going to fit our culture, we're not going to recruit you. And that's what I love about Howard. You look, yeah, some of these kids are family friends that he's known for a long time, and everybody says, well, that's not a bad thing. You know the family, you know where the kid's background, you know everything about this kid, and you know how he's going to fit into your program. So, and you mentioned Martelli, and I don't think I gave him his due when I was mentioning that. You're absolutely right. This is a guy who, when I interview him and he hangs up the phone, you know, and I say, thank you, coach, I can't, you know, he always gives me more time than I've asked for. And he says, no, thank you for including me. And I'm thinking, man, this guy, no wonder he's been so successful.
Chris Ballas is with Wolverine.com. You can follow everything Michigan basketball, football, and University of Michigan athletics 24/7 at Wolverine.com. Chris, coming up here, we will talk about the talent on this year's team. Michigan is a preseason number 5-4-3-2, pretty much across the board when you look at these preseason basketball polls, preseason 1 or 2 in most Big Ten preseason basketball polls. So we'll talk about this team, possible rotation, the new names, who will contribute to W's. We'll do that coming up. If you have a Michigan basketball or football question, add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word Huge to 21,000. It is a Bean Garter Thursday presented by one of Michigan's and America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in downtown Grand Rapids. They service the entire state and coast to coast. They can help your business. They have the professionals to change your business. Go to beangarter.com. Tom Rosenbach, the managing partner at Bean Garter, and his team also put up the $1,000 in the Beat Huge contest. Now, the Thursday night game is always a freebie. You have until noon every Sunday to try and beat my pro football picks. And that $1,000 in cash from Bean Garter could be yours. So log on and play by noon every Sunday. Thursday night game is always a freebie. If you beat my pro football picks, you could win that $1,000 in cash. It is a weekly contest. So if you haven't played this year, don't worry about it. Get your picks in now or by Sunday at noon at thehugeshow.net.
Opt in to the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the Lock of the Year. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either Tampa Bay or Philadelphia, and if either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions right there at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets. And if either Tampa or Philly scores a touchdown, you're a winner. Nothing beats a W at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now, everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
This show is huge.
Hi, everyone. Former NFL running back Merrill Hodge here. Make sure you join me every Friday at 5:25 p.m. on the DraftKings NFL Power Hour with Huge on the Michigan Sports Network. We'll break down the upcoming Lions game and the biggest games of the weekend in the NFL. The DraftKings NFL Power Hour kicks off every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on the Huge Show across Michigan.
This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan. For the one close to you and to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan with Superfly Hayes back at the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios. We're on the road here, our bi-week breakdown talking Michigan, Michigan State football, Big Ten, Top 25. We'll get to the Lions in the NFL coming up with Skeen and Ballas from the Wolverine.com. Right now I want to welcome in a good friend, Mike Miller, Minestrelli Builders. They handle all the building here at the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of GR. And Mike told me, busiest year you guys have ever had, huh?
Oh, it's been a great year, and we're going strong right into winter right now, so no complaints up here. We've had a wonderful summer and great fall so far, and it's awesome.
Yeah, new construction from the single-family homes to the condominiums. You mentioned 8 fresh new homes have been finished with the nice weather and also the demand when it comes to real estate and homes here in West Michigan. So anybody who's interested, then go to TullymoreGolf.com and see all the homes and real estate you have available.
Absolutely. Or they can come visit us here on site and get a tour. We have some inventory that's available, moving ready, and we got some you can make all your selections on as well.
You know, the one thing I've noticed with Minestrelli Builders and everything you've built here on property at Tullymore, it's done differently. It's done with class. Everything is top shelf.
We want you to look at one of our Minestrelli homes and recognize it as a Minestrelli. And it's definitely, we do a lot of things just a little above and beyond, and sometimes quite a bit above and beyond. And you can tell.
Yeah, shows. I love that. It's a Minestrelli. You got to look at a home. Is that a Minestrelli? That's a Minestrelli. And that does fit with everything you have from the condos to the single family homes. I tell everybody, go to TullymoreGolf.com, set up a visit, come up here and see for yourself what they have to offer. You have lots if somebody wanted to build a custom home.
Absolutely. Be it a golf course, lake lot, woods lot, cul-de-sacs. So, yeah, we got a lot to offer.
Yeah, I've noticed over the year that I've seen more homes being built on the Tullymore Golf Course than I've ever seen before. Some really good looking homes.
Yeah, we're pretty picky on the golf course. We've minimized lots there. They're definitely a prime lot. We want to really complement the golf course with the homes that we build on there, and we have.
Yeah, Mike Miller is with Minestrelli Builders. They handle all the homes, condos being built, the lots and everything here at the Tullymore Golf Resort. If you want to find out about the real estate, go to TullymoreGolf.com. Now, if you're looking for a full-time place to live or maybe a second home, a ton of options available for anybody listening across Michigan right now.
Yep, absolutely.
You've been working hard, haven't you, Mike?
I love it.
You do. You get excited.
I do. This has been an exciting year. I love it.
Best year ever. Real estate market, out of the pandemic, people now thinking, you know what, I can work in Grand Rapids and still live here full-time at Tullymore.
Yep.
And experience all the amenities and just the great lifestyle. Mike, so good to see you again. Keep us posted what's happening with Minestrelli Builders.
You too, and thank you very much.
Yeah, Mike Miller, he is a good guy. Joining us. If you are interested in a lot, building your dream home, second home, a custom home, maybe one of the eight fresh new homes they have or the new condos, go to TullymoreGolf.com. Just click on real estate at TullymoreGolf.com. 24/7, all of our podcasts and interviews are free. You can listen on your schedule at thehugeshow.net. Log on and listen when you want to at thehugeshow.net.